Intelligent Aries predictions for May of 2024. A new feature on the website. New feature because I was deciding something new. New because of the new zodiac. New because that's what Pluto in Aquarius defines. You know, many astrology websites, all they ever do is repeat the same old shit that other astrology websites say. And I don't need to do that. I want to inspire you with something new. It's a new zodiac year after all. It's a Pluto in Aquarius energy now for the next 22 years of our lives. It is your turn to get it right. Now, some astrologers believe that we don't need to participate in life. All we need to do is wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, wait and see. But Aries is a fire sign. You never wait and see. In fact, the more impatient you are, the more mistakes that you make, the more you try this and try that and try this and try that until you get it right, I'm delighted because that's exactly what you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to wait and see. Now, you have... very patiently, for many Aries, you did wait and see until the middle of March. But soon as Mercury went into Aries in the middle of March and the Sun went into Aries on the 21st of March, and as soon as we're going to experience now on the 30th of April, Mars going into Aries. Mars, your ruler of the constellation of Aries. Mars, the activator, the Mars that gets the job done. The Mars that doesn't fuck around. The Mars that is so determined, so headstrong, determined. That's what Aries are all about. When you really want something, whether it's good for you or bad for you, I don't care. But when you really want something, you really get it. You know, some other star signs, and in fact, I would have to say all the other star signs, maybe with the exception of Leo, but all the other star signs, when they want something, but then they give up. They give up so easy. Oh, they are such wishy-washy people. And those type of people get on your nerves. When you have connected with somebody that they are determined and they put their fire and their passion into it and they are restless about it until they achieve it, that's the type of person that you are this zodiac year. Emphasize this year. Last year you weren't. The year before, not so. You had your moments. You definitely had your moments, but now... Pluto in Aquarius is on your side. There's no squares now to the Aries chart, and that means get the job done. You know what you want. You know what you want. You don't need me to tell you what you want. You don't need any other stupid astrologers to try and convince you what you want. Every Aries in the whole wide world knows what you want. And what's more is you're going to be given the magic to get it. When you don't know what you want, you're not going to get anything. But when you know what you want in your heart, obsessively in your heart, then you... facilitate the energy. It happens. You meet people. If you want to fall in love with somebody, then you just, your magnetism of attraction, you just, it happens. And sometimes you have to be delicate with other star signs. You have to be a bit delicate, but you can be flirtatiously happy-go-lucky with a smile on your face and you know, tune in. That's what the key word now for this is. Tune in to other people in your life and they will sense your energy. They will sense the magnetism of attraction. What is this attraction energy that Aries has? How is it that people just, they like you? They either like you or hate you, and it's a love or hate. It's never in between. And the same way for you as well, you are a love and hate. We talk about the wars that are going on in the world. There's always two sides to an argument. There's always two sides in relationships. In fact, my attorney many years ago when I was getting divorced, he said there are always three sides to a marriage and a divorce. And that is his side, her side, and the truth. It's the way it is. This world is full of bullshit, right? Those of you who've been married, you know she was full of bullshit. He was full of bullshit. It's just the way it is. They lie. Why do people lie? Because they convince themselves that it's their truth. And they live in their bullshit. They live in their lie. This cleansing that you're experiencing right now is the truth, is the truth, is the truth, is the truth. And when it's the truth and really destiny's truth, then it's a truth of belonging forever. Belonging is a firm energy, feet on the ground energy. I know this is right for me because I feel it's right for me because it gives me the maximum energy that is right for me. And what you'll experience now in May, and it is May's energy. 1st of May is you'll wake up in the morning and you'll feel a Mars in Aries. And it's different to what you're feeling at the moment, if you're listening to me in advance. It's going to be different to what you're going to feel like on the 10th and 12th and 13th and 14th of May. There's another date for destiny. And it's going to feel even stronger when the Sun goes into Gemini, communicative Gemini, on the 21st of May, with a full moon in Sagittarius on the 26th of May, with Jupiter going into Gemini on the 24th of May. So the last week in May, it's going to feel even stronger, even even stronger than it is right now. And then by the time you get to about, I would say, the 10th, 11th of June, the middle of June, you've arrived. And all you then have to do is feel, I've arrived, and this is my life for the, I would say, the next 2 years of your life with the Mars cycle. But for some of you, it is indeed the definition of the rest of your lives. The next 22 years of your lives, that's where you've arrived. Aries is the first star sign. So Aries wants to get it first. Other star signs, they'll get it in the next couple of months. But you need to get it first. And you are getting it first. And you will be getting it first. And this is your turn.